Unit 15. Prepare to do a project. Exercises 2 and 3. Speaker 1.
It was absolutely amazing. They say there were around 20,000 people there. Lots of hippies and new age types, but normal people too. For some people, it's just another festival. But you can see for others there's a very strong spiritual dimension. I mean, the stones have been there for 4,500 years. And you see pagans and druids. It's a real step back in time. There is the most incredible feeling as the sun comes up over the stones. A kind of connection back with our ancestors, knowing you're seeing the same thing they did all those years ago.
Speaker 2. It was a strange kind of day. I mean, in theory, we were going to see horse racing, but no one was part of attention to it. It was all about seeing people and being seen. They're really quite strict what you wear. We were in the grandstands where theory you can wear anything, but everyone was still quite smart. And in the more exclusive, people using outfits. Of course, the real famous thing, women's hats. I don't really understand what that's all about. It's also incredibly posh, odorless, upper-class accents. It's nothing like the real Britain. I found it quite uncomfortable, to be honest. It's nothing like the Brit. I found it quite uncomfortable, to be honest. Speaker 3.
It was a lot of really good day out, and a real mix of people, local tour, and a mix here of fun. And there are all kinds of events, typical ones. They throw this huge ball, tug the typical one, toss caber, huge pole of war, and the tombs opposite of a lot seems with carrying. Some of the it's and carrying. Some guys are really, they're really strong. It's very, and of in traditional dress, turning in traditional dress, tartan kilts. There's something quite historical about it. You can imagine similar games taking place centuries ago. There's also a lot of music, traditional pipe bands, which is okay if you like bagpipes, but isn't really my idea of fun, and Highland dancing. We had a good time, and it all felt, well, really Scottish.